Well, hello. How is everyone doing? Thank you so much for being here and taking this journey with me. First of all, let me start off by saying, if you had asked me 5, 10 years ago, if I would have been here speaking before you, I would have said no. You know what? As a matter of fact, it wouldn't have been no. It would have been hell no. Okay, but I am here to tell you that I am here today before you as a direct result of creating unshakable self-confidence. That's right, unshakable self-confidence. You may say to yourself, well, Jackie, why is that important? Why do I need to create unshakable self-confidence? My big, bold promise to you is creating unshakable self-confidence will create limitless possibilities in your personal as well as your professional life. Good evening, good morning, good day. My name is Jacqueline Kabah Harrison, and I am a confidence and success coach. I am also the executive channel producer of the Eight Queens Roundtable channel on the Women Win television network. I am also the host of Eight Queens Roundtable show, which happens every second and fourth Sunday of the month, as well as your host for Eight Queens Roundtable Leadership Symposium. And I am also an author. Last but not least, right? One of the reasons that I feel individuals do not actually achieve their goals, right? Because what I'm talking to you about today is the number one reason or the number one key to success. The number one key to success. That's our topic for this evening. The number one reason I feel that individuals don't achieve their goals is because they lack belief in themselves, right? They don't feel that they have what it takes. They're okay on the sidelines cheering other people on, right? And believe in them, believe in their dreams and their goals that they can do it. But when it comes to themselves, they don't believe that they have what it takes, right? They don't believe that they have the necessary skills in order to achieve their deepest desires. And I believe that is the number one reason people don't achieve their goals, or the number one reason that people don't succeed in business is because ultimately they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in their abilities to be able to create and to manifest their deepest desires. So before we get too far off into this, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I was born, or shall I say, I was born and raised in Michigan. I grew up in a two-parent household. I am the eldest of three. I'm the only girl. And I was a daddy's girl. Okay. I wanted to, it made me so happy to make my father happy. I wanted nothing more but to make my dad proud of me. You know, I wanted him to be able to give me a pat on the back and say, hey, I'm proud of you. I guess I was daddy's little girl. You know, I wanted him to be proud of me so much. I wanted him to be proud of me. I can't tell you how important that was to me, being the only girl and being the eldest, right? Because it's like 6.5 years between myself and my younger brother. So I was definitely, definitely a daddy's girl and wanted nothing more to hear him say that he was proud of me. However, what I heard instead of I'm proud of you or daddy's proud of you, baby girl, what I would hear things such as, you're not really that smart. He used to call me Jack. You're not really that smart, Jack. So you're going to have to try 2 or 3 times harder than everyone else, right? In order to achieve the same goal. Why? Because you're not that smart. Oh, I'm not telling you, you can't do it. You can do it, but you're just going to have to work much harder than everyone else. because you really don't have what it takes. So you're going to have to overcompensate. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to work extra hard, right? That's what I was told. That's what I grew up hearing. So over a period of time, what happened? I believed it. I began to internalize it, right? I didn't think anything of it because that's what I was used to hearing. So again, I was that person. I always felt that other people could achieve their goals, right? Whatever they wanted to manifest, whether it be a career, whether it be, having their own business, whether it's a successful marriage. I always believed that that was for someone else, that they had what it took in order to manifest that, but I didn't have it, right? Or if I wanted it, I had to try 2 or 3 times harder than everyone else. And even then, I had to stay within a box, right? I couldn't dream too big because I didn't want to disappoint myself. And he was trying to save me from being disappointed, right? He didn't want me to get my hopes up and think that I could achieve this and I could achieve that. That I could stay in that little box and there were certain things that I could do, and only if I tried 2 to 3 times harder than everyone else, right? So all through high school, through college, I kept waiting. I kept saying to myself, oh, well, if I get this degree, or no, let me back up. If I get this A in this class, maybe I'll hear something congratulatory. Maybe I get a pat on the back. When I got my associate's degree, I just knew that he was going to be proud of me. He was going to let me know that he was proud of me. I had done it. Didn't happen. When I got my bachelor's degree, I thought I was going to hear it. You did a good job. I'm proud of you. You got paper behind your name. No, never heard it. Never happened. I got my master's degree. It never happened, right? So along the way, I decided that I had to create my own unshakable self-confidence. I had to do that. I had to create it for myself. I had to break out of that box and create my own unshakable self-confidence, which is ultimately the belief in myself and my abilities. And if I can do it, you can do it too. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Creating unshakable self-confidence. Unshakable self-confidence is when you truly believe in yourself and your abilities to create whatever you can think of in here, whatever your deepest desires are for your life, for your business, you can create it. You have the power and the tools to do it. That is what unshakable self-confidence is. And I had to do that for myself. And again, if I can do it, you can do it too. Consistently, and the way that I did it is by consistently going outside of my comfort zone. Yes, I said it, consistently going outside of my comfort zone. And you hear coaches talk about it all the time. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Get comfortable outside of your comfort zone. I'm here to tell you that is the number one. That is not the only tool that I use, but that is the number one tool that I use to create unshakable self-confidence, was getting comfortable outside of my comfort zone. Okay? So yes, you are going to have to get comfortable outside of that comfort zone, right? If you want something different, you want to achieve something different, you have to do something different. Get outside of your comfort zone. Now, let me tell you how I did it. I am a dancer. I have danced since I was, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, 6 years old. I've done tap, I've done jazz, I've done modern, right? I've done gymnastics, I've done ballet, the whole gamut. But I was never exposed to West African dance until I was in my mid-20s. And at that time, it was a friend of mine that I went to college with that introduced me to it. And it was so interesting because it was like nothing I had ever experienced in my life. Nothing I had ever experienced. I considered myself a dancer. Like I said, I had been dancing for many years and had been known to be able to, be a good dancer. Not with West African dance. It was something totally, totally new to me. It was like I had 2 left feet. It was almost as if I didn't even know how to dance. It was like I was starting from scratch. All of the movements were different. It was nothing I had ever seen. The different combination, the different opposing hands and arms, and the different timings of the rhythms. It was the movements themselves was like nothing I had ever seen before. Also, dancing to live drum music. I had, first of all, I hadn't even heard African music before, whether it be contemporary, you know, whether it be pop music, whether it be live drumming, I had never heard it before. So I had to learn how to dance to the rhythms. I had to learn how the dances fit with the rhythms, right? I had to learn the meanings behind the dances. Who does the dance? Why do they do it? When do they do it, right? I had to learn because African music is very polyrhythmic. And oftentimes when you are dancing, your hands, your head, your feet may be dancing to different beats within that same rhythm, right? And then you add in there dancing with other individuals, right? I'm not just dancing by myself. So I'm also paying attention to the individuals around me to dance in unison, as well as making sure that I'm listening to the drums, right? That I am dancing within the rhythm, as well as singing along with dancing. So that's a lot going on. And that is nothing. I was not used to that at all. When I'm telling you in dance class, they would be going this way, I would be going that way, where I would always be two or three beats behind everybody else. Because again, I was getting to learn the rhythms and the movements and how they fit, how they connected with the rhythms. Also, I was always really, really shy. I didn't want anyone to see me. So I would always, you know how in the dance studios they have those high poles? I would always find one of those and I would kind of hide behind it because I didn't want to look at myself in the mirror. I didn't want to look at myself. Or either I would find a tall person because I'm like 5'1". I would find a tall person and I would get behind them, right? So I couldn't see myself in the mirror because I didn't want to look at myself. I was embarrassed. And I definitely didn't want anybody else to see me dance and to see me mess up and be off beat, right? But I kept going. I kept going. I kept going. No matter how much I messed up, I kept going. I continued to what I call embarrass myself and to feel, you know, like, oh my God, you got two left feet. You've been dancing all your life, but you can't do this. You can't master this. Right? Starting all over. But I continued to go because the end result, I wanted to learn the dances. I had seen other people do these dances and they did it with such confidence, with such grace, with such femininity. And I wanted that. I wanted to learn that. So my need to learn that for those reasons was greater than my need for not wanting to be embarrassed. Or for feeling like I got two left feet. So I kept going. I kept going. There was a lot of times I was a little embarrassed. But I was like, hey, whatever. I'm here to learn. Right? And I kept doing it. But what I didn't realize at the time was I was creating my own unshakable self-confidence. I was teaching myself how to believe in me, how to believe in my abilities. I was teaching myself to trust in myself, to believe in myself, to believe that whatever goal there is out there, I don't care how big or how small it is. If I wanted it, I went after it, I could do it. And I proved that to myself over and over again each time I took a West African dance class. Because you have to remember, there's hundreds of different dances and rhythms, different teachers, different styles. It was a lot to learn, but I began to trust in myself. So you know what that taught me is that I can handle whatever comes my way. I can handle whatever comes my way. I got this, right? I got this. I don't care if I have to, you know, who I have to connect with, what I have to learn, the research I have to do, if it may take me a little bit longer. I know and believe in myself that you got this, girl. And that's what learning West African dance did for me. That's what continuously going outside of my comfort zone did for me. I began to believe in myself and my abilities. That is how I created unshakable self-confidence. And if I can do it, you can do it too. My name is Jacqueline Kabai-Harrison. And again, I thank you for allowing me to take this time to come and to share with you. You can find me at Realizing Your Potential, the numbers 123.com. That is my website. You can also go to Jacqueline Kabah Harrison on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook as well as Instagram under Realizing Your Potential, the numbers 123. And I am also on Clubhouse at RYPLLC, Realizing Your Potential, it's the initials. So please don't hesitate, reach out to me. I love to have that conversation. All right. Thank you again, everyone. Take care.